The Internet Archive is an attempt to periodically archive the whole web so that you can go back and retrieve pages that people have changed. The one thing about the web is that it's extremely, you know, dynamic, not just because of the web 2.0 things where there's conversations going on, but Harvard keeps putting up its homepage. So you can go to the link, which I've put on the course website opposite today's lecture, and install the Wayback Machine. Where's the Wayback Machine here? And, you know, it'll show you all of the past versions that it has captured away somewhere, wherever the Internet Archive disk farm is, of the Harvard web page. So the earliest Harvard web page that it has archived, this is probably about the earliest time Harvard.edu had a web page of its own, was May 11th, 1997. And we should be able actually to bring it up here. There's a little bit of a delay while it scrounges among all of the billions and billions and billions. And it doesn't have the JPEG, so we're not going to get to see the images. But it shows you at least what the, what the sort of not very fancy. Oh no, we do have some of the graphics. There we go. There's the original Harvard web page. What? Well, you gotta understand that in 1997 nobody had broadband lines. You know, everybody was downloading pages, so. You know, you could produce beautiful pages, but then people would wait for half an hour for the, you know, handsome picture of whoever was president in 97 to download. And, so that's why these tended to be very graphic pages, as well as it's true. The whole sense of design has, you know, developed a lot over the last decade. You know. So this is great fun because you can actually go. Not only, you know, kind of look and see what was going on at random points in history, but you can go look at the web pages of companies that don't exist anymore. So on and so forth. Okay. So that's the Internet Archive. That was worth pausing on. Go back to our... So in this case, Norman didn't want these archived, so he...
Okay. Does the Internet Archive, when does this indexing, is it actually able to bypass security, password protected?
No, it won't. It doesn't break through password security. If anything that's got behind a password, the Internet Archive people are very scrupulous. You know, they won't grab copies of.